This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I remember the conversation as if it were yesterday when a man told me why he didn't read the Bible. He said, "Randy, the Bible is so vague. It's so philosophical, it's so conceptual. I'll just let the theologians take care of reading the Bible. It has nothing to do with everyday life for me." And then he said the year it was that he told me that. And I honestly wanted to say to him as lovingly as I knew how, "Are you crazy? Do you not understand that the Bible speaks to how you relate to your wife, how you relate to your children, how you relate to coworkers, how you function in society, everything about your personal ethics?" And he wanted to dismiss the Bible by saying, "It's just too vague." Folks, I'm going to read a passage to you that if you think is vague, you need to check your glasses. You need to rethink your thought process if you think it's vague. It's one of the most graphic passages in the Bible. Just simply saying this, there are seven things that God says, "I hate." Not people, but seven things that he hates to see in the lives of the people he loves more than you love yourself. And that's what we're going to talk about very briefly, and then we're going to move on into something very special today in a powerful way. It's in Proverbs 6. We're preaching through the book of Proverbs. The sixth chapter, just a few verses. It goes like this: "There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers." Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers. What part of that did you not understand? What part of that did I not understand? The seven things that God hates, and very briefly what I'm going to do today is combine them, condense them into five. 5 points today as we consider the things that God hates. Very briefly, let's bring up the first one. Haughty eyes. What does that mean? Haughty eyes literally means in the Hebrew, eyes that are lifted up so you can look down on someone. You ever had anyone look at you that way where they kind of raise their nose and they look down at you? Sure you have. You may have done it to somebody else. You may have done it this week. And isn't it interesting, right out of the gate, the first thing God says, "I hate haughty eyes, a spirit of pride." Let me read some scripture to you. Bring up Proverbs 11:2. "When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom." Proverbs 11:2. Proverbs 16:18 says, "Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be lowly in spirit and among the oppressed than to share plunder with the proud." Psalm 10:4 says this: "In his pride, the wicked does not seek him. In all his thoughts, there's no room for God." Pride pushes God out the door. And then the last one from 2 Chronicles 26 about a man by the name of Uzziah who was king. "But after Uzziah became powerful, his pride led to his downfall." Boy, that's a prophetic word. "He was unfaithful to the Lord his God and entered the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense." His pride led to his spiritual unfaithfulness. That can happen to a preacher, and that can happen to people in this room.
Well, all this week, a message from the book of Proverbs called "The Seven Things That God Hates" from Proverbs 6. Today we talked about pride. We'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.com. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.